for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
I get a laugh every day on my way to work.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Yeah, g'day and welcome everybody. It's Thursday. We've made it here on the 20th day of February. Hope you had a good Wednesday. Gee, that was stinking hot yesterday and sticky. A little bit cooler today, which is just great. Major news stories of the day. Well, everybody's shocked by what happened in Brisbane yesterday. The story broke early on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, and the awful news we have this morning is that Hannah Baxter, whose husband is suspected of killing his three children in a horrific car fire, has died from her injuries suffered in that incident. Another 79 coronavirus patients have been victims have been confirmed on that cruise ship, taking the total on the ship in Japan to 621. Around 200 Aussies are on the way home from that cruise ship. Gee, wouldn't they be kissing the ground like the old Pope once they touch down in Sydney? In sport, in the World Cup, well, tomorrow the Australian girls take on India at 7 p.m. at Spotless Stadium, which is the old showground in Homebush there. And locally with Lee, this is a terrible story that broke yesterday afternoon. A man was pulled unconscious from the water at Horseshoe Bay at the Rocks. Emergency services called. They tried to revive the man, but they couldn't. He died at the scene. Police say he's yet to be formally identified and a report will be prepared for the coroner. There are unconfirmed reports the man was from the Sunshine Coast. Police are again searching an area near William Tyrrell's foster grandmother's house, where the young boy vanished in 2014. And Kempsey Shire Council have announced they'll scale back to level 2 water restrictions on Monday. Locally in sport, there's a Stableford in all 3 grades in Port today. Well, reminder, Sunday at Port Macquarie's the Marine Rescue Charity Day. And the Gallops this weekend are at Taree on Sunday with an 8 race card. And in swimming, lots of Mid-North Coast swimmers heading to Homebush this weekend for the country championships. Now, coming up on the show today in Strawny Leaks, I got a story about some Spanish chips that are doing very well because of a movie. I got stuff on Stephen Fry and also Harrison Ford. In what's trending, I cannot believe this story, a two-headed cow. In India, hello, you might see it on the news tonight. It'll probably see you. We'll check the Mid-North Coast today. And coming up later on in the morning, a very special guest around quarter to eight will be Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. Of course, they played the big bushfire relief concert on Sunday. What was it like being on the stage in front of 75,000 people? How was it backstage? We'll talk to Phil about that and what the Grinners are doing over the coming weeks. If you love Grinspoon, don't miss it. You can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Kurt Cobain, Cindy Crawford and AFL great Michael O'Loughlin. And of course, it's Tradie Thursday. Thanks to Sean and the team at Fastplast, the best friend a tradie can have. We're going to be at the Wigglytail Butchery in Laurieton. Of course, butchering is a trade. And it's Tradie Thursday. We're going to talk to James and indeed the guys there at the Wigglytail. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Stone the Crows. That's Strawny.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. It is the 5:30 triple play wrapping up there with Dragon, the Communards and the Deep Blue Something. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Don't talk about breakfast. You make me hungry. After 6, Bluey with all today's fishing news.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Bing Lee?
Today is gonna be a good day.
Yeah, for Bing Lee, urgently need a new washing machine. Bing Lee offers next day delivery. Order your new fridge or washing machine by 6 p.m. They'll deliver it to you next day, only at Bing Lee. The Baggy Blues Cricketers, in conjunction with the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, are hosting a breakfast to promote Rural Adversity Mental Health Program and to meet the stars. It's on at Kempsey McClay RSL Club at 7 this morning. Lenny Pascoe, Phil Marks, Ben Dwarshus among those attending. Ah, yes. Time to get crafty in the Seniors Festival this morning. Come and try tie-dyeing at the session being run at the Community Gateway and card-making demonstration by the University of the Third Age Group at the Kempsey Library 10 till 3. Who doesn't love tie-dyed T-shirts? Also, bring your imagination, build and play with Kempsey Library's Duplo collection between 10:30 and 11 today, suitable for kids aged 2 to 4. If you need something witnessed today, the JPs are at their desk 9:30 till 11:30 at the Wauchope Library. The Canasta Group at Farringdon Village on the Nambucca meets today at 1 o'clock in the Village Hall. And the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital's Daily Walk and Talk Tour on at 3 this afternoon.
Triple for Big Lee, fishing best bet with Bluey Waters. Thanks to Watson's Caravans.
And Hastings Marine and those wonderful deals on Mercury's lightweight and compact. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Shorty.
And a blue sunrise this morning, a bit different to yesterday, Bluey, but it was all over by the time we finished talking.
Yeah, that's right. It just moved out to sea and turned out to be a lovely day. And, yeah, we got a line in the water after all that. And I tell you what, we did work quite well yesterday. And whiting was on our lips all day.
Ah, that is fantastic. Really, really good. There's such a
and
good
the
eating fish.
The whiting, and some of the whiting that we caught were bloody just superb, like up around the 38-centimetre mark. So, you know, in that dirty water in the estuary, I tell you what, it was very surprising. But, yeah, whiting was on our lips.
Yeah, well, you know, in the treehouse, Bluey, I can see a bit out to sea. For the first time yesterday, I saw a tide line. It was still a fair way out to sea, but I could actually see a definition between blue water and the brown water coming out from inland. So we may be getting somewhere, and the dew fishermen might start to get a little bit twitchy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yes, that's for sure.
All right, what's your best bet going to be today? Top of the tide shortly at 7:30, the wind in the south, and at your back for most of the morning.
Well, I think with the way the conditions are, I think we'll back out the estuary again and just try for those whiting again. I think they should be still there. So out the estuary, try for a whiting on worms.
Whiting on worms. How is the wormer? Have you seen him lately?
Yes, he's in fine form at the present moment. As
good.
I said, he's got a fill-in for me next week, so he's ready to go.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, of course, Bluey is going to see Elton John. Let's hope he's okay. There's been no word, so I think he's going to be okay, the great man. And, yeah, what a day. It's going to be on Tuesday. I'm looking at the forecast. Mostly sunny and 28 degrees on Tuesday, Bluey. So our one hope is Al from Mulloway doesn't have a ticket to Elton John. I think Elton John would pay him to go away. Way, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. You're right there.
Okay, well, also, the 26th is going to be sunny as well. So 2 days, Al from Mulloway, whatever you do, please do not buy a ticket to Elton John. That's all we can say. All right, Bluey, now we a bit of homework for you tomorrow. We've got our favourite day of the week, Friday, here. There is a slight possibility of a shower, but I think it's going to be a great weekend and plenty on around the place. We'll need a TAB best bet and a Bottle O best bet as well.
Yes, okay, I can do that for you, Scotty. Just mention that there is a club out this weekend.
Oh, there is?
The Laurelton United Services Fishing Club have got a comp on this weekend. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue.
The LUSC, okie dokie. Well, good luck to them. Should be a beautiful weekend to get out and go and have a fish. And I can't believe it, the blue sky. How long since we've seen a blue sky, Bluey?
That's right. It's going to be good. And also the Telepoint Riverview Tavern, they've also got their fishing raffles on this tonight, on Friday night. It's a 7 o'clock draw back at the tavern.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Enjoy your day of studying today. But, yeah, I think we're getting a bit excited about this. There's a bit of blue water out wide, and we're in for a beautiful sunny day. And hang on, those whiting, absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
The Jeep 2019 plate clearance is on now at Andrew Medici Jeep.
Mostly sunny and tops of 27 to 29. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. Southwest Rocks, the scene of another fatality. Here's Hannah Sly.
Emergency services were called to Horseshoe Bay amid reports of a man missing. Tragically, he was located and pulled from the water but died at the scene. He's thought to be in his 60s but yet to be formally identified. A report will be prepared for the coroner.
Police are reportedly on the lookout for William Tyrrell once again, searching an area near the Kendall boys' foster grandmother's home. He vanished in the area in 2014. The recent court case involving former homicide cop Gary Jubelin has brought the story to light once again. The deputy state coroner will see the inquest into the boys' disappearance continue in Taree next month. Water restrictions across the Macleay will be reduced from level 3 to level 2 from the coming Monday. The recent weeks of rain have seen strong flows in the Macleay River, allowing the dam to be refilled through the Sherwood borefield. Stuart McIntyre Dam is now 74% full as well, after dropping to 56% in January, although council will need to monitor for algal blooms in the coming weeks. They'll also continue trucking water into Willawarren, Bellbrook and Tungutti. Level 3 has been in effect since December 2. And plans have been put forward aiming to improve access to free health services in regional areas like the Mid-North Coast and give doctors more support. The National Rural Health Alliance's pre-budget submission is looking at creating place-based health and wellbeing networks in six rural towns alongside digital health initiatives. CEO Dr. Gabrielle O'Kane says while there's been an increase in digital health services, many rural areas have poor connectivity and are missing out.
Going to be about trying to improve connectivity for people, but also, you know, in rural areas there needs to be a bit more potentially awareness raising and understanding of how to use digital health technologies for both healthcare professionals but also to the general public too.
Now to sport. The Baggy Blues are in Kempsey today. The goal is to promote mental health and well-being by bringing people together over sport. There's a free brekkie this morning at the Kempsey Maclay RSL Club. Rush down now for a 7 a.m. start. Former players Len Pascoe, Gavin Robertson and Steve Rickson are being joined by current stars Chris Green, Ben Dwarshus, Ben Menenti and more. It's followed by a kids coaching clinic from 4:30 p.m. at Jim Sterling Oval and finally a T20 game at the same place starting 6 p.m. I'll be back with more news in half an hour.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Smooth, clean, classic conditions on the holiday coast today. That swell size has abated overnight. We're looking at 2 to 3 foot of swell. The odd bigger set, but it's no bigger than 4 foot on all the beaches. And it's really nice and groomed this morning for that offshore breeze. I'll jump in early. Water temperature's still around that 20, 21 degrees. Really warm, and there's really nice waves on all those beaches on that higher tide. We do have a low tide around 2, but get in early before that wind comes up. Make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
Triple M.
Weather. Experience luxury motoring at Warren Plowright's Lexus of Port Macquarie.
Mostly sunny, slight chance of a light shower in the north this evening, most likely inland. Around 26 today, Coffs and Nambucca, 29 for Kempsey, 27 for Port and Taree. For the coastal waters, seas 1.5 metres, and the wind south to southwesterlies to 20 knots, tending southeasterly later. The Bluey Waters fishing best bet for Hastings Marine with mercury dills, lightweight and compact. Head to the estuary for a whiting on worms. The Triple M 3-day outlook tomorrow, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers, 23 to 28. Saturday cloudy, high chance of showers and storms, 20 to 26. Sunday partly cloudy, medium chance of showers and 21 to 26 degrees. At the moment at the weather stations in Coffs Harbour, it's about 21, 17 in Kempsey and Port, 19 degrees in Taree.
Strawny for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
I get a laugh every day on my way to work.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Sales of Spanish chips Bonilla a la Vista have surged after they appeared in the Oscar-winning Korean film Parasite. The movie this month became the first non-English language film to win an Oscar in the Best Picture category. The company's online sales in Spain have surged 150%, and distributors have been increasing orders at home and abroad. Four more staff have been hired, adding to around 100 employees. Comedian Stephen Fry admits he's sensitive to online trolling and has decided he no longer reads tweets about himself, saying they cut you to the quick. And Harrison Ford has revealed he's been eating a clean diet of vegetables and fish to maintain his fit physique at age 77. Ford is currently promoting his new adventure film called The Call of the Wild, which opens in theatres on Friday. He also denies when he goes bike riding, he uses electric bikes.
I don't have an electric bike.
It's not
an electric bike.
All right.
Triple M Mid-North Coast and the bucket list underway right now. 40 of your favourite bands in the cities you've always wanted to go to. Head to the website. And James might be putting you on the standby list this afternoon at 1. Yeah. Billy Joel, you may be right. It's 11 to 7.
Extra, read all about it.
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, Lee Jollo, they're going to be busy there today. $8 million in the Powerball tonight.
Yeah, so, not bad. Not bad.
Morning, Chris and Fee, and everyone getting their tickets for that one. What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yeah, mate, so this terrible story showcasing the worst of humanity in the Daily Telegraph. The headline there, evil dad burned kids to death, you low mongrel. A muscle-bound ex-league player's despicable murder of his three children, whom he doused in petrol and set alight in an affluent Brisbane suburb yesterday, has left the nation reeling in shock. Mum Hannah Baxter was approached in her SUV by estranged husband Rowan while their children remained strapped in the back seat. He then set his family alight and shouted at neighbours who tried to save them before killing himself. Terrible story on the front page of the Telegraph today. The Sydney Morning Herald has steered clear of that with schools shake-up. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the status quo is no longer tenable in the state's education system and has flagged reforms that will compel public schools to use approved teaching methods. Also going with the flow while downstream, 3 days before the eastern part of the state was drenched by the biggest rain event in decades, New South Wales Water Minister Melinda Pavey met a group of irrigation industry players at a Japanese restaurant near Wynyard. It was there that they were also dining al fresco and a light rain was falling. More stories there detailing that in the Telegraph, in the Herald, sorry, and travel ban set to be extended another week. Australia is expected to extend its China travel ban for another week amid ongoing fears over the spread of the coronavirus, locking out hundreds of thousands of students and tourists from entering the country.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Gee, a lot of local news around the place today. A tragedy at Southwest Rocks yesterday, and William Tyrrell back in the news.
Yeah, certainly, mate. Emergency services were called to Horseshoe Bay at Southwest Rocks yesterday. Reports a man missing. He was located unconscious and pulled from the water. Despite the best efforts to revive the man, he unfortunately died in the scene. He's yet to be formally identified, but thought to be in his 60s. And yeah, as you say, the William Tyrrell story, police have reported confirmed they're conducting another search for the boy in the Kendal area in relation to that investigation. He went missing, as we know, in September 2014. The ongoing inquest into his disappearance will resume in Taree next month. So plenty more to come on that as well. And interestingly, it comes off the back of the Jubilant court case as well. Of course, he's facing a number of charges regarding listening devices.
Yeah, I had a couple of phone calls about the dog squad their trailer anyway, being seen in and around the Port Macquarie area. Right, that probably explains it. Good on you, Lee. Further details coming up here on the M's. Alex with the traffic not far away.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
It's got the beat it, King.
For the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant.
And that is Brian Adams there, the summer of 69. Well, how about the summer of 2020? Almost at an end, but gee, another beautiful day coming up after the rain today. Wanted to mention, I know Lee mentioned it in the news, but the Baggy Blues Cricketers, in conjunction with the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, they do terrific work. Are at their brekkie now. It's a free brekkie if you want to go along to the Kempsey McClay RSL Club. And they've got some of the stars of cricket there as well from today and yesteryear. The great Ben Dwarshus, Phil Marks, Lenny Pascoe there having breakfast this morning, and also Gavin Robinson, who's been very, very sick. It's great to see Gavin back up and around again and trying to help other people. Given all the mental health stuff that's in the news, particularly of late, it's really important that groups like this get spoken about and people join in. Just have the conversation. They're also doing a lovely clinic with the kids today. And there's a T20 on from 4 o'clock this afternoon at Jim Sterling Oval as well. So welcome to the Baggy Blues. You guys are doing a great job. Enjoy our beautiful Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M's What's Trending.
Okay.
For the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Advanced deciduous trees now 40% off, but only while stocks last.
World. A farmer got the shock of a lifetime when one of his cows gave birth to a calf with two heads. This happened in India. farmer Bakshir was not anticipating any hitches when his cow gave birth at his farm in southern India last week, and he was therefore surprised when the calf popped out with conjoined heads. The unusual cloven-hooved youngster had four eyes and two mouths, but only one pair of ears. Bakshir's farm has quickly become a tourist attraction, receiving visitors from neighbouring villages wanting to see the rare calf. You may even see this on the television tonight. It'll probably see you. The mother of the calf and the calf are presently doing well, but the future of the youngster is uncertain. The phenomenon of an animal being born with two heads is called bicephaly. Well, there's a new word we've both learned today. Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. That is the man, men at work there, and who can it be now? What a cracking morning across the coast in golf. There's a Stableford in all three grades in port today, and the course looks sensational. And a big reminder too, their big charity day for Marine Rescue comes up on Sunday. Always a cracking day. 20 to 8.
Strawny.
Well, they were my favourite with Alice Cooper at the weekend at the Big Bushfire Relief Concert in Sydney. Phil Jamieson from Grinspoons kindly come in to say g'day. Phil, first up, congratulations. That was unbelievable on Sunday.
Thanks, Trawny. It was a lot of fun to get up there. And good morning, everyone. We were. I mean, obviously, it's a 15-minute set, you know, and you walk onto stage and there's 75,000 people there. What you didn't see was what was going on behind the scenes, and you know, there's very short changeovers between acts, so there's a lot of panic up there between production people.
I was going to say, when did you first get the call that they were interested in having you guys?
So we've done our last two tours with TEG, the promoters, and he likes us for whatever reason. I think we made him some cash, so he's like, I like Grinspoon. So when we found out that he was going to be putting it on, we really wanted to do a benefit, obviously, because we felt fairly helpless, like everyone did. And as
you and the band guys were so close to it with
exactly. I live here, so I guess in some ways, you know, if we can play four songs and make a difference, that was something that we were really interested in. So we got the call about 3 months ago. We're on the thing, and then as soon as Channel 7 came on board and the broadcast team, and it just snowballed into this massive thing. It was always going to be big, but we didn't realise it was going to be that big. But what people didn't see, it was in front of me. I was singing on the mic, whatever I was doing, and in front of me there's a big screen with the 15 minutes counting down to in our fourth song.
I could see you really concentrating, actually. That's why, eh?
On the fourth song, Pat was playing guitar solo in Hard Act to Follow, and there's 30 seconds left, and they tell us when it goes to zero, they cut the PA, they cut the broadcast. So it's going through my head, I'm like, man, we're not going to make the end of this song. They're going to have to cut us. Luckily, it was perfect timing. We didn't time the set at all. Yeah. But, yeah, it worked out really well. And also just an honour to be part of it with so many other great and varied artists, from Lee Kernaghan to...
It was great.
To Olivia Newton-John, it was just great.
Just summed the place up. Was there much discussion with you and the guys as to which four songs you were going to play?
Funnily enough, on Spotify, you can check your most streamed songs.
And you cheat.
Well, Chemical Heart, Just Taste, Hard Act to Follow, and Lost Control are our four most popular songs. So, according to that algorithm. Look, there was a bit of back and forth. I was really wanted to open with Chemical Heart because I knew we were playing to a more of a mainstream audience, you know, there's Ronan Keating there. There's people that are just a really big pop fans, and maybe some hip-hop as well. So we wanted to open with probably our most famous song, and I think that worked out well. And
it was good
to have some guitars as well. Like, Alice Cooper was great. Queen were great with guitars, but there wasn't many other guitars on that bill. So it was nice to have some Australian rock happening.
All right, a little bit of a fan moment there. Did you get to mix? I know it's business as usual, but obviously, you know, did you have a magic moment with someone you looked up to, or when you were a kid, when you first got into music?
Look, I ducked and weaved out of there pretty quickly, Strawny. It was a circus back there, I'll be honest. There's a lot of ego. I just was ducking and weaving. Of course, I caught up with Guy and Jess. Tina Arena had a great chat too. Daryl Braithwaite was lovely. Saw a bit of Pete Murray briefly, but everyone was just so focused on what they were doing because the nerves, and a lot of people were extremely nervous to go onto that stage. So you really want to get in their way. I caught up with the Peking Duck guys, but like, I ducked and weaved and actually went to the hotel and watched it on TV because it was just such a... I just wanted to be... Because I'd seen Queen the night before, the whole 3 hours of Queen, so I knew what was coming, and that was absolutely phenomenal. But also, I kind of wanted to get home and just chill out. But Tina Arena said lovely things to me, which was... really, really awesome. And Daryl, I gave him a beer, so we had a bit of a moment. He's like, I have one of those beers. I'm like, have two, Daryl. No, it was good. It was good times.
And it was great. Like, Daryl Braithwaite just transcends all demographics, and all of us grew up with him.
Sure. Know. Yeah, he was wonderful. He's a very kind man, really humble, really unassuming, and he was really lovely to me and said some really nice things. So all in all, it was a bit of a, it was a big day. It was a big day for me, but it was really fun.
Mate, I remember when you first started to think about coming back, and you said you never realised how loved the band was until you stopped, you know.
That's true.
And you've got work. The work just keeps coming, and this weekend we're going to see you. Will we see you at the car races this
weekend? I'm going to Superloop 500, the Adelaide 500. It's been a pretty tough week for motor racing in this country, hasn't it?
Don't mention the war.
Yeah, right. So we're going down. We're playing on Friday night there. And then we've got another show in May at Randwick with a bunch of other legends, UMI, Regurgitator, a bunch of 90s stuff. And then we've just been announced today on Splendor in the Grass in July with Midnight Oil and Violent Soho and a bunch of other amazing Australian acts and international. So, yeah, it's been a really good couple of weeks, actually, to be
good
honest.
Hey, Phil, I've got to ask you, as someone who is a big fan of the Ramones, I've been meaning to ask you this every time I bump into you with this type of stuff. CBGBs, you got to play there. It was late 90s, long time ago. Mm. Did you realise the actual place in history that joint has? What was it like?
Well, it was a dive, I'll be honest. By the time
it was a transvestite bar, wasn't it?
We played there. By the time we played there, Strawny, it was great. It was an honour to be able to play there. I think there's actually a live recording of us doing CBGBs back in the late 90s.
Yep.
I believe actually when we played that show, guitarist and drummer were incredibly intoxicated. So it probably wasn't the greatest show we've ever done, but I don't think we were the first or the last to play that stage a little bit under the weather. Look, it's an honour to play there, and it's great for our, I guess, you know, it's something to say. But, you know, there's no door on the toilet. It's just gross. It was pretty gross, man. It was pretty gross.
All right, Phil. Thanks very much for joining us. You've got a busy couple of days coming up. We'll see you guys maybe on the telly at the races this weekend.
Yeah, I'll come down to Randwick in May. I think it's Mother's Day weekend. You treat yourself to a festival, Mum.
Phil Javison from Grisbane. Triple M, rocking your Thursday morning. Here's a little bit of what we saw at the weekend with the guys. From the Nambucca right through to the Camden Haven, it's Triple M Mid-North Coast on a cracking Thursday morning. It's Crowded House. Something so strong at 12 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, we go to Brian in Port. Hopefully trying to give away some cash-a-roo. Have his pockets overflowing with $20 notes. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Strawny, how are you?
That's all right, man. Would you reckon you'd go like 500 in each pocket, or would you go just like 800 because you've got to put the keys in the other side? How would you go fitting it in, or just straight in the back rocket?
Yeah, straight in the back rocket, holding back up.
Good on you, buddy. All right. For 40 winks, all we're going to do is match your birthday, Brian. The money is yours. What number are we looking for you?
We'll go 15.
15. All right, Brian, here we go. Number 15 for Brian. 15. Oh, come on. Yeah, Brian has landed on the number one. Don't. Sorry, Brian, can't give you the cash, but end of the month, Taylor does the next draw for the Triple M bag, which in itself is a good bit of gear, but she jams goodies in it as well. You're in the running to win that. Enjoy the sunshine today, Brian.
Thank you, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Now, other birthdays today. I could tell you Kurt Cobain, born on this day, Cindy Crawford, and AFL great Michael O'Loughlin. Kurt, Cindy, and Michael, all born on February 20.
Strawny for breakfast.
Powered by Fast Class Building Supplies.
The best mate a tradie can have.
Yeah, we love it. And we're in beautiful downtown Laurieton today with James at the Wiggly Tail. G'day, James. How are you?
It's Strawny. How are you, mate?
Terrific, buddy. Now, you're not in the cool room, are you?
No, I'm not in the cool room. I'm just out here with a beautiful tailor, actually. She bought some nice things from the
Hill Street store.
Hill Street store, very nice.
They're very nice.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, what has she brought for you today? What are you hoeing into, James?
Nice. Sorry?
What are you hoeing into, James?
It's a nice, beautiful, fresh salad wraps and some nice flavoured milks. Not that I need them because I'm a little bit overweight, but that's all.
No, that's all right. You're just short for your weight. That's what we always say, James.
That's what I say.
James, you know, the shop, Wiggly Tail, it's got such a rich history in the Camden Haven.
It's been here for a long, long time. And Kerry and Christine own it. Kerry was apprenticed here many years ago and still owns it. And Wade and I and a couple other fellas work here and love it.
Yeah. I bumped into Bobby Buckton the other day. He doesn't look any older than when I first came here 31 years ago.
I know, he's a great man too. He's still sprightly.
The only thing was Kerry, he supports Manly. He doesn't enforce that on his staff, does he?
I hate Manly. I do not like Manly one bit.
All right, now, in the shop there, how many guys have you got working there, James?
Well, there's two of us full-time and a couple of casuals.
Okay.
Now, plus we've got the store at Lakewood that we have as well.
For sure. Now, who's best on the tooth? Who was going to hoover up all that gear?
Well, I'll tell you what. He's not here at the moment, Kerry, but he is the best. If you see him, you can tell why he's the best on the tooth. Seriously.
And as a trade too, James, like, how long does it take for someone to become a qualified butcher?
It takes 4 years, a 4 year course. It used to be, I think it's cut back to 3 now, but it's like anything. If you really want to learn something, you'll learn it quicker.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah. But it's just, yeah. You'll be passionate about it and want to learn something, you'll learn it.
Good on you. Now, James, I'm that old. I can remember back in the days when a mate of mine's dad had a butcher shop. They still had the sawdust on the floor. When you did your apprenticeship, was there still sawdust in the joint?
I've been butchering about 38 years. Yeah, we had sawdust. It was good. It made the shop smell nice and, it was good. It was good.
Now, the other thing I remember, James, do you remember those giant purple circular lights that used to electrocute the bugs?
Yeah, we don't have them anymore.
Remember them?
No, they're gone. We try and keep them out now before they get in here to zap them.
Exactly. Yeah, they used to give it to them too. There was no coming back if you flew into one of those things.
You can smell them cooking. It's not like hair burning.
Good on you, James. Look, thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday. Yeah, thanks to Fast Plus.
You. Thanks for having us on. And just tell everyone out there to support their local butchers, because don't support them, we won't have any, and we need them. So
that's for sure.
Get out there and support the local butchers and local tradies, for that matter.
That's for sure. And there was an interesting article keeps popping up on social media about particularly supermarket giants where they can say Australian product, but under 10% of it is actually coming from Australia.
Exactly. You go and buy a butcher shop sausage and buy a supermarket sausage, you can tell the difference. Come down and see us. We do lots of nice things. And
good on you.
Yeah, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right, buddy. For Fast Plus, you also get to play your favourite rock song. What would you like to hear, James?
Mondo Rock, Come Said the Boy.
All right, good on you, buddy. Thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you. Bye.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M, right across the Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia. It is extreme there and wholehearted. That's it for us for today. Thanks for your company. It's been a fun morning. It's been a packed one, actually. And it was great to catch up with James and all the crew at the Wiggly Tail, the butchers there. It's a great trade, still 4 years to do on Tradie Thursday. And we love doing it every Thursday, getting out and about and shouting smoko to our great workers around the coast. Also, wasn't it great talking to Phil Jamieson this morning, talking about the big concert, the Firefight Australia concert, and indeed the pressure all the bands were under because of the timer. Now, here's a little bit of what Phil told me this morning.
But what people didn't see, it was in front of me. I was singing on the mic, whatever I was doing, and in front of me there's a big screen with the 15 minutes counting down.
Yeah.
So in our fourth song...
I could see you really concentrating, actually. That's why, eh?
On the fourth song, Pat was playing guitar solo in Hard Act to Follow, and there's 30 seconds left, and they tell us when it goes to zero, they cut the PA, they cut the broadcast. So it going through my head, I'm like, man, we're not going to make the end of this song. They're going to have to cut us. Luckily... It was perfect timing. We didn't time the set at all. Yeah. But, it worked out really well. And
there you go. That full interview you can hear, of course, on the catch-up. If you missed any part of my show, just go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch-up. It was a really lovely insight into, what everyone was going through, what it was like backstage. You can check it out on the Triple M catch-up on my site there, on our Facebook page and also our web page. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thursday. Stand by, Ray After 9, right around the country on 131873. Catch you tomorrow. That money can't buy.
Triple M.